Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Last century, on the 8th day of May in 1945, both Great Britain and the United States of America celebrated the end of the war in Europe. On that day, they celebrated in the streets. It was filled with flags and banners rejoicing at the defeat of the Nazi war machine, which had rained down terror on the countries, cities, and the population of Europe. On that day, it was a day of celebration, a day of long-held-out hope that the day would come when they could restart their lives and return to normal. But as the servicemen returned to their homes, the world was anything but normal. As they rebuilt their lives and cities and family life, there was a constant. What they had left had become reset into what was to become their new normal. Now fast forward to the 21st century to today. The New Zealand government in 2020 announced it was putting this nation on a war footing in its efforts to wipe out the coronavirus. They used the Health Act to introduce sweeping change, which seen the country locked down, borders closed and freedoms limited. As the pandemic continued, more change was foisted on the nation, with isolation quarters being set up and New Zealanders being treated like prisoners who were under guard. We all know how far this government has used its power to introduce a two-tier system, or the practice of apartheid, for its population. It's coercion for the population to undertake what is still regarded by the manufacturer as medication, being in a trial stage of mass medical procedure. It's punishment of workers who stood against the mandates by opting not to take the vaccine, who lost their jobs and careers. The silencing of the media to ensure that their narrative is heard. They've denied families access to one another at crucial times or for celebration. They've denied the freedoms to travel to visit whom we like. The loss of access to education, churches, sporting events and friends, and can I say the playgrounds as well. We've been limited on the amount of people we can associate with. Even then, we were encouraged to pee in their bushes because we weren't allowed to access their toilets during their summer barbecues. Their silencing of their critics with incarceration, their denial of human rights for passport holders who want to come home. You know, the list is endless, but I want to add one more before I move on. This government has used fear to gain control of the population, to manipulate them to keep them in power and to hold authority over them. Now this must stop. Like the families who celebrated VE Day, New Zealanders are looking and wanting an end to this madness. As the rest of the world looks to bring it to an end, there's no sign of the Ardern-led government looking to follow suit. Instead, it's looking to tighten the noose even more. Now, many people will point to the worldwide Great Reset, which our current government foolishly denied it's a part of, but it's about to happen. As it did at the end of World War II, we're about to see it happen in our country. You know, they call it the new normal. It's already happening. Think about how often you use the term. Yes, it's happening. Having been through the war, many in Britain were affected by what they had seen, been a part of, and what they did. Financially, psychologically, and culturally, there was no way this nation could return to the path it was as it sets up a new path to rebuild. When this pandemic is over, New Zealanders will have to rebuild our nation. Now think ahead. What will this nation be like? We've become attuned to fear. We've become used to division. We've become accustomed to cowering behind a mask of deception. But worst of all, we as a nation have become used to distrusting our fellow countrymen. We will find our nation a far, far different place to what it was in the summer of 2020. Our nation is facing shortages, causing deprivation and hardship caused by a government which is out of control, drunk with power, and a fistful of cash. The only problem with that, it's not our cash that they're spending. It belongs to someone else, and it has to be repaid. My friends, many times Jesus warned his followers to stay awake and discern the times that they're living in. Many times he told his followers to wake up. Our nation is under siege. We as a nation need to wake up and to demand an end to what is happening. So put aside your fear. When you do, you will see with fresh eyes that what is happening in this country is wrong. It's sad to say that we, though, are reaping today what we sowed. We believed all their lies and allowed our government to take control and to manipulate us. It's now too late. They're the ones in control, but heed the warning. we need to join with those New Zealanders to push back this tidal wave of inevitability. For those countless people voicing concerns about the Great Reset, hey, I'm sorry, it's going to happen. Just like it did in Europe after the war, and it's going to happen right here in New Zealand. What we're experiencing is just a small storm as the clouds of evil gather and the ride of the horsemen of the apocalypse is nearer than you think. Unless we're prepared to accept our nation is under siege from evil forces and our only hope is in the return of Jesus Christ, then we can sing God Defend New Zealand until the cows come home. Stay awake, push back the evil we see in our country for your sake and for that of your neighbour. As we've seen, things can change in a blink of an eye. So today is a day to get closer to God, read the Bible to understand the time that we live in and the reasons that it's happening. Find yourself a Bible-believing church, let Jesus, who is our Saviour, into your life, get to know him and then look up. For your salvation is nearer than you think.
Thank you for listening. You can hear more podcasts like this by subscribing to Christian Voice New Zealand. Now available on Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio and Tumblr. For more information about our work or your move to donate, jump online to our webpage, christianvoicenewzealand.com.